You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is a scripture playlist. Today's topic is scriptures to combat self-criticism. Negative thoughts about ourselves can be debilitating and discouraging. Left unchecked, they can completely take over our minds and stop us from seeing ourselves and our lives from God's perspective. God loves the deepest parts of who we are, and His purpose for us is greater than any flaw we may feel that we have. Let's listen to these verses of the Bible to combat self-criticism with God's love and truth. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. The Lord says, "My thoughts are not like yours. Your ways are not like mine. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." 1 John 3, verses 19 through 21. "There is a sure way for us to know that we belong to the truth. Even though our inner thoughts may condemn us with storms of guilt and constant reminders of our failures, we can know in our hearts that in His presence, God Himself is greater than any accusation. He knows all things. My loved ones, if our hearts cannot condemn us, then we can stand with confidence before God." 1 John 3, verses 18 through 20. "My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves." Psalm 139, verses 13 to 14, verse 16. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" Hebrews 3, verses 12 through 13. "My friends, watch out. Don't let evil thoughts or doubt make any of you turn from the living God. You must encourage one another each day, and you must keep on while there is still a time that can be called today. If you don't, then sin may fool some of you and make you stubborn." Philippians 4, verse 8. "Finally, my friends, keep your minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is truly worthwhile and worthy of praise." 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. "Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time He said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Judges 6, verses 15 through 16. "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." The Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." Jeremiah 1, verses 5 through 8. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Psalm 139, verses 17 through 18. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set you free from the law of sin and death. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 through 5. We fight with weapons that are different from those the world uses. Our weapons have power from God that can destroy the enemy's strong places. We destroy people's arguments and every proud thing that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We capture every thought and we make it give up and obey Christ. This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.